From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's a bad year for the United States at Wimbledon. For the first time since 1911, no American will advance to the tennis championship's quarterfinals in the marquee events, men's and women's singles play. The last American still playing lost today. Her name is Shanae Perry, and it seems as if she came out of nowhere. Perry was ranked 62nd in the world before Wimbledon. Here to tell us more about Perry and Wimbledon is sports commentator Bud Collins of the Boston Globe and NBC. He says Perry was on a roll until today.
She had a great time because she made a lot of money, almost $50,000, but she really was out of her league against Elena Dementieva. It was two games all, and suddenly the Russian won the rest of the game. So Shanae, very good of her to outdo all the rest of the American tribe, but she wasn't the answer.
Well, a little bit of background on her, because she's a name that most people will not be familiar with. She's from Washington, D.C.
Well, she was born there. She grew up in Florida, a place called Coral Springs. And she now lives in West Palm Beach, and she's a hardworking player. She has some good points to her game. She has a forehand that I call a bolo punch forehand, like the old fighter Kid Gavilan has. You sort of drop the right hand and then come up over the ball. She served a few aces. She was terribly nervous, as she said. She felt it was a lot of pressure on her to be the last American, which it was when you consider all the names who vanished here. But it was over pretty quickly, 54 minutes.
Despite the loss, should we expect to see or hear more from Shanae Perry in the future?
Well, I hope so. That's all I can say, because I think the dark ages have set in for American tennis. I hate to say that, but and I talked to some people about it. The development program, they think everything's going well, that there are some 15- and 16-year-olds coming along. But this was probably the worst tournament Americans have ever had, at Wimbledon anyway. You had Saturday, that was debacle day, when Agassi and Venus Williams and Andy Roddick all went out, all champions. And James Blake, who came in at number 8, was a tremendous disappointment in losing to Max Mirny in the fifth set. He's never won a 5-set match. He's 0-9, so that's something he's got to overcome. And there were 24 Americans here, and nobody distinguished him or herself.
But it's unusual to hear you with such a solemn tone.
Yeah, isn't it? I must be rehearsing my column for the Boston Globe.
I can't wait to read it. When you talk about the dark ages, what's going on in the tennis
world?
Well,
it's just that's what people would say. What's going on? Now, we didn't expect Andre Agassi to win the title, after all. He's 36 years of age, and he'd only played 4 matches this year. He's had back trouble, and he comported himself very well. He won 2 matches, played well enough to do that, but then he ran into the guy who I think could win the title. And you'll say, Rafa Nadal? And I say, yes, Rafa Nadal. Mm-hmm. He has progressed so swiftly on grass that I think he's going to get to the final, and I think he's going to give Roger Federer a very difficult time.
And he's got a lot of confidence.
He does indeed. He's got speed. He's got size. He's got a wonderful attitude. And he's got so much spin on the ball, they could use him at the White House with his
I understand it's really hot there also.
This is the hottest Wimbledon since 1976. I was here then when they set fainting records. They used to keep records on fainting with the medical people here. Well, they didn't break those records, but they had almost 200 fainted Saturday. Today it was 88 degrees again, and they're not used to that kind of weather here. And there were about the same number fainting today, but nobody fainted as well as the American players.
Well, now that we're heading into the quarterfinals, are you willing to make any guesses?
I've liked Justine Henin Ardenne all the way. I think she won the French. She was in the final of the Australian, and she has a marvelous, marvelous game. So I like her.
And the men?
And I'm going to go out on the limb with Nadal.
You're going to stick with him?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, Bud, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
I won't be so somber the next time.
Well, hopefully you have something to cheer about. Bud Collins is a Boston Globe sports writer and NBC commentator. Thanks, Bud.